Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 17, and I just want to welcome you to stick it out to the very end of this video. I'm going to ask Ken some questions about how his Lent is going, so if you're interested in hearing about that, stick around.
So these videos are off the cuff. We don't rehearse what we're going to talk about. For now, we are going to reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons and share with you what stood out to us. I'll go first. He has loved us so much that if all men, all the angels, and all the saints were to unite with all their energies, they could not arrive at the thousandth part of the love that Jesus bears to us. So St. Alphonsus is talking and affirming us in his love. It just took 17 days to get here. He has a gift of talking about the horror of sin. And my friends, he has also a tremendous gift about talking about the love of God. I hope you're affirmed by his words today. There was never a moment from eternity when God did not think of us and did not love each one of us. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You are loved. You are not an accident. You were not unplanned. From the foundation of the world, God thought of you and destined to bring you into this world in this moment. For what purpose? To lavish you with his love. This is why you were created. This is why we're all created. From love we come, for love we exist, and to love we are destined to return. But what happened in the plan? Sin. And we're lost. And when you lose something, especially if it's really important to you, what do? You look for it. Mm-hmm. You search for it. And the more precious that thing is to you, the greater the length that you do in your search, the greater the sacrifice. And this is what we see in God's love.
For the love of us, he made himself man and chose a life of sufferings and the death of the cross for our sakes. Therefore, he has loved us more than his honor, more than his repose, and more than his life. For he sacrificed everything to show us the love that he bears us. And is not this an excess of love sufficient to stupefy with astonishment the angels of paradise for all eternity? When I read that, it reminds me back of a time when I was 15 years old. So I think that was 1995. If I do the math properly. And I went to a youth conference, and the speaker said that if I was the only person, that Christ would have still come and died just for me. And for some reason, those lines just pierced my heart like nothing I had ever heard before. That weekend transformed my life. It was as though I experienced the love of God for the very first time in a tangible way that nothing could ever convince me out of it. So much so that I want to give my life for that.
And on that weekend, you had an experience of God's love. It was more than simply a message, right?
Oh, for sure. It changed me. I was different.
And there was a moment where someone prayed for you.
That's right. So there was a time of prayer ministry, and these people just asked, what would you like to pray for? And it wasn't even anything particular. It was just like as soon as they started praying for me, I just started crying. And it was though I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that God was real. And it was like the scales were taken off of my eyes.
We're made to know God's love. Mm. It's more than a message. He's a person to be encountered. And this is what all of us are designed for. And one of the most powerful ways that we do encounter him, and we can encounter him in many different ways, but it's through the sacrament of the Eucharist that Jesus wants to come to us and express his love for us.
On a stomach or something.
Oh, no, baby. Okay, thank you, Madeline. Okay, we have company. That's fine.
I think Catherine's going to join us from this point. This love has induced him also to remain with us in the Holy Sacrament as on a throne of love, for he remains there under the appearance of a small piece of bread, shut up in a ciborium, where he seems to remain in perfect annihilation of his majesty without movement and without use of his senses, so that it seems that he performs no other office than that of loving men. I know that when I travel for speaking, especially internationally, I'm miles and miles and miles away from home, and my mind often goes back to family because you want to be with the one you love. And the more that you love somebody, the harder it is not to be with them. You know, I don't miss my friends that much when I'm on the road. But I miss the kids, and I miss Janelle. And even more so it is with God, that he loves us so much, and so he remains with us in the Eucharist for the sole purpose to communicate his love to us.
Speaking of the Blessed Sacrament, he remains there because he cannot bear to separate himself from us. As he has said that he takes a delight in us, again, this love has induced him even to become the food of our souls, so as to unite himself to us and to make his heart and ours as one. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me and I in him.
So the point, when you love someone, you want to be with them. And not only do you want to be with them, but you want to be one with them.
So, Ken, how's your Lent going?
It's been good. It's been good. My Lenten sacrifices, however, it's been hard, and it was making me miserable.
You said to me last week you were very grouchy, which I don't feel like I noticed.
Okay, well, then I was hiding it, because interiorly I was really struggling. I felt like the fasting that I took was just on the verge of affecting me being a good father and husband. So what I have done this week, I've lightened up my sacrifices a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And it's helped me a lot. And I think that's important for us to realize, like, if our sacrifices and fasting are causing us to neglect our daily duties, then they're a little off. And so I feel like I had to adjust. And I just might adjust just a little bit and maybe go back to it, but I needed a little reprieve. How about you?
Actually, I'm like super grateful for this Lent. I'm grateful for all these readings. I feel like you do the bulk of all the work with these videos, but it's been a really great addition to our Lent. It's been good to journey along with the kids too. Mm-hmm. I love liturgical seasons, and because we homeschool, but even if you don't homeschool, you can still do a lot of Lenten type activities in your home.
I really appreciate all your comments, whether it be on Facebook or also on YouTube. I go through all of them, and it's just really nice to hear what stands out to you and why. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like I need to change diaper.
Yeah, she's number dirty. Two. All right, guys, if you want to pray along with us, the rosary link will be again at the end of this video or up in the corner. See you tomorrow.